This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents an excerpt from Lorraine Hansberry's To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. In these scenes, Hansberry dramatizes her discovery of the culture of Africa.
Only the snow could have coaxed Candace from the warmth of the fire and the crossword puzzle. The glorious, cold, clean Wisconsin snow. Certainly not classes. She stood now on the high slope above the student union. To hell with Fine Arts 103. Bruegel would have chosen these hills. The black trees of winter. The evergreens. And the snow. In 2 years of college, only this did not disappoint. The snow, what was it about the snow?
Was the European part of her bloodstream Viking, perhaps? The slave masters, great-grandfathers of hers who had forced themselves upon her slave great-grandmothers, who were they? Candace knew only that she was of that composition that defined many, if not most, American Negroes. The continents of the world met in her blood. Africa, Europe, and Aboriginal America. Still, one did not hear of Viking slave owners particularly.
As for the African part, she spent hours of her younger years poring over maps of the African continent, postulating and fantasizing.
Igbo, Mandingo, Hausa, Yoruba, Ashanti, Kikuyu. Who were they?
One thing was certain. She was at one. Texture, blood, follicles of the hair, nerve ends, all with the sound of a mighty Congo drum.
And there she stood now. In the snow, thinking perhaps that the poles of the earth had met in her. Until she realized suddenly that she was not alone on the slope. He was wearing a neat, thin, and distinctly on-campus coat. And he was not a Viking.
If you're that cold, why on earth stand out here?
It is cold everywhere in your country. At least here, it is beautiful.
It is cold everywhere out of doors in my country. We do have steam heat.
I'm willing to go in if you will have tea with me.
Tea?
Tea, she thought. And the accent. She thought of Casablanca and intrigue and Ingrid Bergman. And black men peering out from white blankets in the desert. She would try his tea.
Well, don't you care?
About what, my dear?
About Africa, the liberation. Millions of black men marching, singing, carrying their leaders on their shoulders.
I expect you've seen only thousands at the most so far. And the shoulders of other men is not a very good place for leaders.
Were you in the resistance?
What resistance?
Against the Italians!
I was 4 years old then. My cell was never called into action.
Why are you like that?
Like what?
Well, so disparaging about all the big things.
You are serious enough about them for both of us, I think.
6 serious hours later, she arrived back at the dorm, filled to bursting and savoring every detail she would have for Mary Ella. She was sure of it now. He hadn't said it, but the look was unmistakable in his eyes. Manasse had his ties with the liberation. And, moreover, right in the middle of page 238 of Facing Mount Kenya, he had closed the book and kissed her. That ought to hold good old Mariella.
hot new.
Mm-hmm. Kitten, I am pregnant.
My God. You've been sleeping with him?
Well, there are no new stars in the heavens, are there?
Well, boy, that's what I hate about these intellectual-type friendships. Doesn't he wear anything? Don't you?
Oh.
Mariella, you're going to have an abortion and all that.
Oh, nope, I am not going to have it. Want the baby.
You do?
Yes, I do. That's why I didn't use anything, as you put it. I wanted it to happen.
You did?
I did, and I do. Listen, Ken, I am very, very happy. And Carl is, too. I think he is. And if it works out, we'll be married.
And if it doesn't?
We won't.
But, Mariella, what are you going to do with it? Take it to class with you every day?
I am going to quit, stupid. I found out what I wanted in college. For the rest, I can read.
I can read? And that is what you said. Appalling.
What in the name of God are you talking about? Mariella is my best friend, a perfectly marvelous girl.
Then you really think her behavior is acceptable for a decent young woman?
Her behavior? You think she got that way just by letting him stare at her or something?
Well, of course, he's responsible. But one only presumes in the first place with certain kinds of girls.
Oh. The old North African version of the double standard, hey? The boys can, but the girls can't. Oh, long live the Industrial Revolution! Long live the United States! Long live the Kinsey Report!
Society has to make some rules to protect itself, to protect children.
Listen, haven't you ever heard of contraceptives? What? Do you think they are for?
I haven't the least intention of discussing this matter with a young woman I respect.
And you call yourself a revolutionary? Well, I'll bet you at least half the girls on this campus have them, diaphragms, and use them, and it's growing all the time. And well, when the pill comes in, all the excuses will be over then. Women will be exactly as free as men. Long live it!
Would you have done that if I had asked it?
Well, not after talking about it like this and everything.
I'm sorry. I truly did not mean to embarrass you.
Sex does not embarrass me. Listen, were you just trying to get information just now? I mean, when you asked me what you did, or were you asking me to? Well, I don't know if you, with an American boy, that would have been a sneaky lead up, you know.
I was getting information. It would be against my principles to sleep with you under the present circumstances. Mind you, I said my principles. Do not take it in your head that every Ethiopian would therefore feel the same.
She had not planned it earlier, but now she made up her mind. In behalf of American women and world emancipation, she would change his mind about a number of things. Nice girls and bad girls belonged in the Middle Ages, and she was going to bring one gorgeous black knight without armor into the 20th century.
This has been Harper Audio.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.